everyone, and welcome to another episode of Women's Wisdom Through the Ages. As people who have been listening for a while would know, usually we have special guests on. However, we had a series of cancellations at the last minute of different people. So rather than having long gaps in between, we're just going to do what the original purpose was, which was to occasionally have guests on, and other times it would be lessons that I've had, or I might even share about other people's lessons of how our thinking changes as we get older. So those of you who haven't heard us before at all, my name's Catherine Jay, or Catherine Ellis, and basically this podcast came about because we do think differently at different times, and especially as we get older. And then sometimes we have people on as special guests, and sometimes it could even be in part one and part two, which could be part of a problem and then perhaps a solution in the second one. But it's basically bringing people together of different ages. So it could be we've had people on from their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, their 60s. We haven't had anyone yet in their 70s. So if you do know anyone who you think is inspirational, who has a lot to learn, which I'm sure there are so many that you think would suit, please send me a message request or a message and nominate someone, and also do the introduction, because it's quite difficult, especially if people haven't heard of me before. They would be like, okay, well, who's this person? What are they about? Whereas at least if you can get them to listen to one of the previous podcasts, and then they can see if it would add value to them and add value to the listeners, then that would be awesome. We love that. So I'm actually based in Sydney, and today's one is going to be a little bit different. Some of you would be aware that I'm the founder and CEO of a social enterprise called Imagineering to a Better World. The word Imagineering comes from imagine, so having a vision, and then engineering, so having a practical solution. So if you put that together, imagine, engineering, and then put it together, Imagineering. So we love that. With the Imagineering to a Better World project, this year in 2021, we have a massive mission. Our mission is to teach, then activate 1 million plus people to Imagineer a Better World, and also to Social Enterprise Evolve. So to Imagineer a Better World, it's basically started as four steps, which was like an outreach project, really. So interviewing people, this was at a festival, at an Easter festival in Perth back in 2013 is when it started. And it was just interviewing people. So there's four steps: imagine, solution, commit, and partner. So imagine. If you imagine a better world, what does it look like to you? And step two is solution. What could you do today, this week, this month towards that? Step three, commit. Will you commit to doing that today? And then that could be commitment, could be shown like a handshake, or it could be on social media. When we do it face to face, we actually write up on a really large post-it note where we actually write people's vision, their solution, and then they sign it and date it, and it's for them to take away and put on their fridge or put on their mirror so they see it every day. And then also partner. Who do you know that can hold you accountable? And what that means for the partner is that perhaps in 2 or 3 weeks, they go back to the person and they say, hey, you said your vision for this, you know, your vision is this, you said your solution is this, have you done that yet? So the solution must be a SMART goal, SMART, so specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. For further information on any of this, and especially videos explaining it further, please go to our website at IM2. So IM, the first two letters of Imagineering, the number 2.tv as in television. So IM2.tv, and you'll be able to see examples on there, especially on the homepage at the bottom there if you scroll down. So the mission for in 2021 is to work toward teaching and activating 1 million plus people to imagineer a better world and to social enterprise evolve. I'm not going to talk about the social enterprise evolve today, except to say that it is about profit with purpose. That can hold off for another day. But what I do want to share today is the underlying principles. So everything that we do has four underlying principles, and I call them see, heart, money, and be real. See, so having a positive vision for the future. Heart, so having the character, the integrity, and also the emotional intelligence to be able to work toward achieving that vision. Money, which is representative of stewardship or responsible management, not only of your finances and other resources, but also your time, your relationships, and your health. And finally, be real. So being real is being authentic, being vulnerable. And I also quite often teach this in a Christian setting, and then I talk about intimacy with the Father. But that would be for another day, talking about that one. So today's, it's just more to check in again, to let you know we haven't forgotten. We are still going ahead, and sometimes, and some of these cancellations, last minute cancellations actually were my own fault. Sometimes we have priorities, and for me, family is a big priority. And so sometimes we need to just go and help family, and sometimes appointments that have been set up do need to be postponed for a while. And we've been working on quite a few different projects since we spoke to you, or since I spoke to you last. We've also published another book, so that will also be on the homepage of im2.tv. And that latest book has actually within the book, the narrative itself of the graphic novel, which is called Ash and the Midas Touch, which is book one in G2M's Money Smart series. And it's for children 10 years old up, and really suits teenagers as well at all levels. And it's a graphic novel in anime style. And in that book, there's a groovy social entrepreneur whose name is G2M, which is short for Groovy Money Mama. And she also teaches the children how to imagineer a better world. So there's lots to see. We've been very busy. And these are just some of the learnings that I've learned over the years. So we're just bringing all of that in under the banner of Imagineering to a Better World. So we just thank you so much for listening. We'll be doing more regular podcasts. The goal has always been to sort of put out at least one per month. So we'll get back on track this year. And thanks so much for listening. And remember, we can change the world one day at a time, one person at a time, one decision at a time. Thank you so much for listening.